Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for May 3, 2024, the TikTok and bribery edition. And we begin with that story from the South China Morning Post, which reports that TikTok has internally disclosed 61 misconduct cases involving employees who were fired or charged by authorities for accepting bribes, leaking data, claiming expenses inappropriately, and other wrongdoings. Four employees were detained for accepting large sums of kickbacks from external partners. I think that's called bribery. We don't know at this point if any of these were in the United States, but this is something that is certainly going to draw the attention of U.S. regulators. And if they're engaging in this in China, wouldn't be surprising if they were doing it here. Next up, from the Risk and Compliance Journal, Mingyi Sun reporting that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has named its first chief artificial intelligence officer, responding to the Biden administration's push to govern the use of AI across the federal government. The regulator named Ted Kauk, who currently serves as its chief data officer and director of its data division, to the role. He will help develop the agency's strategy to oversee and enforce the financial markets. Next up from Bloomberg, Bill Wang. Remember him? Well, he was the head of the family office known as Archegos Capital Management. And back in March of 2021, he made headlines because he managed to erase $36 billion in assets of the family-owned business. The collapse cost its lenders some $10 billion and contributed to the downfall of Credit Suisse. He is now facing trial in New York on charges of fraud and racketeering that could put him behind bars for literally the rest of his life. His trial begins March 8th. And finally, from the New York Times, rather, Federal Trade Commission on Thursday approved Exxon Mobil's acquisition of Pioneer Natural Resources as long as Exxon excludes Pioneer's chief executive from its board going forward. There's a lot more information coming out about this Pioneer chief executive, but the regulators clearly viewed that as a conflict, and Exxon quickly acceded to that request so that the deal could go through. They are not what is called managerial cities, and managerial cities can have multiple times or multiple companies or industries or verticals located in them, and then many can work remotely, thereby increasing productivity. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.